Investment Flash.
Gold miners are popping, and it's not just the metal. It's a full-on mergers and acquisitions frenzy. Fresh numbers this morning, and buddy, the yield hunt is back.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 6th, the New York edition, and I'm Marie, alongside Tom and Gerald. No time to waste.
Gerald, your buy call on Vault Minerals yesterday, suddenly that thesis got a whole lot richer. Genesis Minerals just crashed the party with a $3.9 billion rival bid, topping Regis Resources.
Yeah, sometimes even a stopped clock, Tom. But honestly, the $5.6 billion cash in stock offer shows gold producers are finally deploying some of that bullion windfall. Consolidation's real.
And it's not just a one-off. The gold miners ETF surged 4.48% last session. That's the kind of move that signals the whole sector is re-rating on deal-making.
Right? And it's still 33% below its 52-week high. There is serious room to run here if the bidding war heats up.
Room to run or just a pop on a single deal? I mean, gold miners are not exactly famous for capital discipline. They've been known to overpay when gold's hot. Remember Barrick Randgold?
Huh, that's brutal, Gerald.
All right, history aside, the premiums are real. And speaking of energy, the shipping industry is giving up on green dreams and going back to fossil fuels. FT's got the story.
Yeah, I saw that in the FT. Ship owners are turning back to dirty bunker fuel and even flirting with nuclear. So much for sailing to zero carbon.
I'm going to push back here. It's not all doom for clean energy. The nuclear angle is interesting. If shipping goes nuclear, that's a massive new demand source for uranium. The uranium ETF is down 13.6% year to date. But if this catches on...
That's a catch-up trade waiting to happen, buddy. And in the meantime, the energy sector ETF is up 16.6% year-to-date. Oil and gas are winning.
The energy sector ETF is a value trap if I ever saw one. It's trading at, what, 16 times forward? But the world's drowning in supply. Unless OPEC cuts again, which they won't.
Oh, come on, Gerald.
Yeah, you've been wrong on oil for years. But the structural shift in shipping fuels adds a demand floor. It's about volume, not just price.
Fair enough. Let's move to autos. Hybrids are crushing it in the US market. MarketWatch says they're the breakout star.
Toyota jumped 2.91% last session, and it's still down nearly 20% year to date, trading at an 11.1 forward PE ratio. That's value in a growth story.
Wait, Toyota's year to date drop is worrying. Yes, hybrids are popular, but overall car demand is softening. And the PE ratio is cheap for a reason. Margins are thin.
No way, Marie. EVs are fading. Hybrids are the bridge, and Toyota owns that bridge. Plus, with that valuation, you're not paying for hype. Unlike Tesla, down 7.49% last session with a 154 PE.
Tesla's PE is like a crypto ticker. But honestly, the hybrid thesis makes sense. Functional, practical. Consumers vote with their wallets.
All right, but let's not ignore that Tesla is still the EV leader, and this could be a cyclical dip. Once the next model cycle hits, sentiment flips.
Sure, but right now the signal says buy Toyota, sell Tesla. Clean trade. And speaking of rotations, Morgan Stanley's calling for a move from chips to hyperscalers.
Michael Wilson's note was interesting. Semiconductors have had an insane run. The semiconductor ETF up 58.7% year to date, but it dropped 4.54% last session. Profit taking's overdue.
Hold on. We've been hearing rotation out of tech calls for 2 years. Chips have structurally dominated. AI capex from hyperscalers is still growing. So why would they rotate away from the picks and shovels?
Because valuations, Marie. The hyperscalers like Amazon and Microsoft are up way less. Microsoft was up 1.62% last session, and it's down 17.4% year to date. That's a bargain for cloud giants.
Bargain at 20 times forward? That's not cheap, Tom. It's just cheaper than the insane valuations we've seen. But I take the point. Relative value rotation.
I think it's premature. The semiconductor ETF is only 12% below its high. That's a normal pullback. Profit-taking, not a regime change.
Only Gerald could turn a chip rally into a PE warning. But all right, let's pivot to currencies. Carry traders are ditching the dollar for the euro and Aussie to fund EM bets.
Bloomberg's report is telling. The dollar is roaring back overall, but carry traders are using the euro as a funding currency. That's bullish for the euro and for emerging markets.
I love this. The emerging markets ETF, EEM, is up 16.8% year to date. And if carry flows shift, that's a structural tailwind. Plus, the euro-dollar pair could get a bid.
Exactly, buddy. And the Aussie dollar, too. It's a commodity proxy and a yield play. This is a trifecta. Buy EM, buy the euro, buy the Aussie. All signaling a risk-on shift.
Risk-on shift? The dollar is roaring back, Tom. That's risk off. There's a contradiction here. Either the dollar strength is unsustainable, or the carry shift is premature. I'd be cautious.
No, but that's exactly the tension. The carry trade is priced for a reversal in the dollar. If it comes, these trades explode. If not, they unwind. It's a high-stakes game.
Fair. We'll watch it. Meanwhile, the Philippines is in the spotlight, with Sara Duterte's impeachment trial starting today.
Political uncertainty there. The Philippines ETF, EPHEF, is near its 52-week low and down 3.2% year-to-date. Not a buying opportunity yet in my book.
Conviction potentially barring her from office could upend the 2028 race. That's a lot of uncertainty to price in. I'd just watch.
Agreed. No trade, just eyes on Manila. But here's a sweet one. Global sugar. India's sugar industry is likely to exit exports and shift to ethanol. Nikkei Asia reporting this.
That's structural. The world's second largest exporter suddenly not exporting. The sugar ETF, SGG, was up 1.28% last session, and it's only 7% below its 52-week high.
This is the kind of supply shock that matters. Sugar demand is inelastic. If India's out for several seasons, prices could spike. Easy buy signal.
Right? And you can get it via the sugar ETF. Sweet trade, literally. All right, Gerald, your favorite. China's ETF market just flipped.
The most original take of the day. China's biggest ETF by assets is now a spot gold fund, not an equity ETF. That tells you everything about the retail mood over there.
This is huge. It means state-backed stock support has faded, and retail investors are fleeing to safety. The gold ETF, GLD, was up 2.03% last session. Gold is the new savings account.
For real? That's bearish for Chinese stocks, but bullish for gold. The gold miners' trade pairs perfectly with this. China's exodus into gold underpins the whole mergers and acquisitions story.
I mean, it's not often you see a sovereign pivot like this. The China large cap ETF, FXI, is down 19.9% year to date and near its 52-week low. Meanwhile, gold's the safe haven.
But wait, is this a lagging indicator? The gold price has already run. Maybe this is the last stage of fear buying before a reversal.
Maybe, but the flows are real, and it's not just China. The gold miners' mergers and acquisitions shows institutional conviction. This is a global rotation into safe havens.
All right, two more quick hits. Malaysian ringgit. Analysts expect a rebound after being Asia's worst in June. Bloomberg says capital flow measures might support it. Low conviction, but something to watch.
I'd flag it, but emerging market currencies are risky. The ringgit could bounce on technicals, but I wouldn't bet the house.
And BP might pull out of a Japanese offshore wind farm. That's another retreat from renewables. BP shares slipped 0.73% last session. Cheap at 9.1 forward PE, but the narrative is shaky.
BP's pivot back to hydrocarbons is an admission that green energy returns are lousy. But it also means they're stuck in a dying industry long term. I'd sell it, and harshly.
I'll push back. Cheap oil majors can still generate cash, but the clean energy ETF, ICLN, down 2.53% last session, is getting hammered. That's the pain trade.
All right, let's land the plane. Our view? Today's signals cluster around rotation themes. Chips to hyperscalers, dollar to euro carry, stocks to gold. The common thread? Repricing growth.
And the cleanest expression is fading crowded chip longs and adding gold miners. GDX's mergers and acquisitions catalyst and GLD's China tailwind align, while SMH faces explicit rotation risk. A simple pair trade.
But the bear case, these rotations are already extended. SMH is down 12% from highs, GDX up 56% from its low. Much of the shift may be priced in.
That's the nuance. And a dovish Fed or easing Taiwan tensions could reverse the safe haven flows quickly. But until then, the momentum is with gold.
Notable absence, the currency contradiction. The dollar is roaring back, yet carry traders are using euro and Aussie. That tension might snap with a sharp dollar move.
See, this is what I mean. The dollar is the wild card. If it weakens, EM assets spike. If it strengthens, the carry trade implodes. Watch the dollar index.
All right. As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends kicking around the day's signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. London time for the London edition. Gold, chips, and maybe a dollar reversal.
See you then, buddy. Happy trading.